Hey there, Omaha Talkers. Check it out. This is another little, might be a shorty, might be a longie. I don't know.
We're back
in the saddle again. I'm your co-host, Parker Steele, hanging out with co-host
Brandon Herbel.
And this is Omaha Talks. Today, I want to talk about, starting off, a few things. But starting off, I want to talk about being sick. So, ladies and gentlemen, and any animals that might be listening, on Thursday night, I woke up in the middle of the night and was violently ill. Now, have not been violently ill due to a virus in many, many years. So it took me off guard a little bit. And
on that topic, though, yeah. What do you think that is? Because it's the same thing. Growing up, sick all the fucking time. In and out of the doctor's office.
Right.
Always on antibiotics, which I think weakened my immune system. And
probably.
Maybe get shit easier.
Yeah.
Sick as a dog all the time. Then as soon as I moved out of my house, I barely get sick.
Well, you're...
Once every couple of years, maybe.
I mean, I will attest, you know, to my 20s, I was a bit of a dirtball and surrounded by dirtballs, so that really hardies up your immune system. That probably helps out a little bit. And
kids... Walking staph infection.
Kids are just disgusting, covered in germs, you know, so that... Strength beefs you up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, even when the kids get sick. Never get sick.
So anyway, I don't either. It was weird. But the one thing that I forgot about being sick is it's not just like, and I felt like shit, and my body just hurt, and I couldn't hold anything down, blah, blah. I won't gross you out with the details. But your mind also gets shitty. Like nothing, like I just didn't want to look at anything. It wasn't like, oh, just turn a movie on and go to sleep. It's like, no, I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay here and like.
In the fetal position. And
yeah, seriously, no, for sure. Dude. And just kind of, I don't know. And what was even more brutal about it is being ill like that, like it was a really beautiful day. So I'm just laying on the couch, just. Withering away, and oh my god, like birds are chirping and the sun is shining. Like it's just like fuck, god damn it. But I'm better, I'm feeling good, and I just want you guys to know, you know, take it easy on that hand sanitizer. You know, get a little dirty, so you don't get so sick. That's I think what happened to me.
I don't really fuck with sanitizer if it's there, but I don't actively buy it or anything.
Man, I had to have it when I worked in restaurants and stuff. Ooh. Dealing with people's dirty plates.
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, my God. Yeah. And then you would do dishes, you know?
Dude,
no. And it's like, oh, my God, this is just a cesspool of... Because you would have to, like, wash the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher.
No, that's fucked up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Especially when you'd see somebody that was like, oh, that person is clearly ill. You know what I mean? Like, they're not doing great. Just... You know, old and wheezy. Anyway, it's been really nice out, and it's been encouraging. I thought about being active outside a few times. Did it a couple, you know.
Taken our dog for a walk a couple times. That's about the extent. Work and everything has been so crazy that worked outside a couple times. The Wi-Fi is strong enough for me to like do it outside. But other than that,
yeah, right.
Other than that.
Oh my God. I look like a crazy person the other day. So my neighbors are getting a new roof and I had to mow my lawn. This was earlier last week. And I was listening to a comedy album. I can't remember who. I think it was Patrice O'Neill. Rest in peace, Patrice. Listening to one of his comedy specials on Spotify. I think that's what I was listening to. I started cracking up. I'm mowing my lawn and this crew is out like unloading material and stuff. And I'm mowing my front lawn and I am dying, like just laughing to myself. And I notice that they notice, you know, I look up and they're all kind of smiling. I'm like, oh, that's just me, you know, just having a gay old time mowing the lawn. Man, shit is so funny. I listened to a lot of comedy the other day. Really boosted me up.
It's been a while, but I used to love that shit.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Man.
Talking about that, throwing it back to the old days, Adam Sandler albums, did you ever listen to that?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The Goat?
Yeah.
Fucking Goat?
Yeah. Fuck me, no goat ass. Yeah, you know what? I was a little late to that party.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I heard reference it all the time, and I was like, what in the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I had a best friend that had an older brother. We got on that shit when I was like 8.
Dude. Or something. Oh, my God.
I was so young.
So funny.
Oh, so good.
That's kind of weird that that appealed to younger people, because that it feels like in that time in history, you know, in the 90s, like comedy albums, like who really cared about who?
Comedy albums? But SNL was like huge back then. Yeah. I mean, and that cast was huge. Yeah. Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, David Spade. Fucking love David Spade.
Phil Hartman.
Yeah, Phil Hartman.
Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald.
Norm? Genius, dude.
Norm's hilarious.
Dude. Oh my God.
I was listening to some podcast that there, I think it was WTF actually. Melissa McCarthy.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Did you listen to that episode?
I'm sure, yeah.
But like they were talking about like just the way that people deliver stuff. Will Ferrell being just like saying things and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Shit. Like,
no, it's like he's never, his timing is just always going. I actually,
Norm MacDonald, I think, is one of those guys though. Like, yeah, it's so like,
dude,
you know, just nonchalant
and his
monotone,
super long form jokes, you know, that are just like such. And okay, so like he had his own show for a while, Norm Live or something, Norm MacDonald Live.
So it stopped, then they brought it back again
on YouTube.
Yeah, it came back.
Okay,
came
back, so it's like, still on.
Well, yeah, but it stopped for like 2 years or something. Right. Like some crazy amount of time, and then it's back on.
But he, like, you know, there are compilations of just him telling these written jokes. And it is outrageous, man. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And then just like clips of him being on Conan O'Brien and interrupting the other guests.
Yeah.
Listen to me, Omaha Talkers. If you're feeling a little low, if you're feeling really good and you want something funny to watch, just type in a Norm MacDonald on the Late Show compilation. It's amazing. And then you also realize, you're like, holy fucking shit, this guy has been around forever.
Yeah.
You know, he really has. And he has always been Norm MacDonald. Like, there was never a minute when he deviated from his style. It's always been 100%.
No, that's,
you know,
who he is. Dirty Work was great.
Oh,
speaking of
so
his live
good.
Show, the YouTube show, did you watch the 9/11 joke?
I feel like it.
It's so so simple.
And
but the way
so
he
hilarious.
Says 9/11.
Yeah.
And then everyone's busting out laughing. He didn't even say anything.
We'll
there
have
wasn't
to
even
watch
like
it.
Really a punchline, but yeah, it was like,
I know,
it's so crazy how simple his delivery is, that just like,
my favorite joke that he told on the episode with Stephen Merchant is a Dirty Johnny joke. And oh my God, like, do yourself a favor, listen to it. I think it's so funny. I've like learned it, and I love to torture my wife by memorizing it, you know. He's really fun to watch. Oh, you know, talking about YouTube, when I was feeling a little bit better, ill, all I could really muster was like laying in bed watching shit on YouTube. And although,
I have a rabbit hole I'm going to go down on this, but
oh yeah, oh yes. We're going to start digging.
Yeah, YouTube.
Okay. So I am really interested in America's Dumbest Criminals clips, and also a subset of America's Dumbest Criminals, Appalachian Hillbillies Best Of. Whoa. So on the last episode I was talking about, last episode of Omaha Talks, I was talking about an episode where these guys are smoking the spice stuff and whatever. That is nothing. That is nothing. I was on like an island off the coast of the continent of Appalachian Hillbilly stories. So good. Which led me to what? This is apparently a TV show. Southern Justice. Southern Justice is wonderful. At certain points in Southern Justice, people disappear into the holler. And these, I think they're in like the east side of Tennessee, like total Appalachia. And these guys have to go out into the woods and they're like, yeah, this is pretty dangerous. It's like, God damn. It's, you know.
Is it a YouTube show or what?
No, I think it's on TV, because these are just like clips that are thrown together shittily or whatever, but I've never seen it. It's probably on TLC or something.
It's always on TLC.
Oh my God. Yeah, but what do you, I always talk about YouTube. What do you got?
I mean, so all my stuff is like very like produced, curated like shit, but like I have a weekly, on Mondays, Complex, the sneaker show.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaker shopping.
Sneaker shopping.
That one's
such
great.
And such.
First We Feast, Hot Ones.
Hot Ones,
yeah. He also does these other ones where he goes out and, like, tries typically a lot of, like, Asian food, which I fucking
I can't
love.
Watch that shit. Dude. I get so hungry.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, I get hungry. Shit,
food looks so good. You got to have some snacks with you when you're watching, like, even like, Food Channel stuff, you know?
I don't know. Casey Neistat. It's literally just one guy talking about his life. Usually, I mean, he's doing some crazy shit or traveling, but it's so well, like, the video production. And
do you think Casey Neistat is, like, the younger, maybe half-brother of Sean Penn?
He looks fucking weird, dude.
He looks a little bit like Sean Penn.
He does, yeah.
Like, maybe the failed clone of Sean Penn.
But did you know that, like, him and his brother had a show on HBO, like, in the late 90s?
Yeah.
I
didn't know who he was.
The Neistat Brothers or whatever. Yeah. I never did either. But then, also, he's got a podcast called Couples Therapy, and it's him and his wife.
Oh, boy.
And it's pretty fucking interesting, and it's a good insight into, like, married couples and shit.
Oh,
like,
God.
But it's super, like, interesting. So I'm totally on the Casey Neistat, like, fucking tip. I just love that shit. It's super good. And then BuzzFeed has a show. It's called Worth It. Have you heard of this one?
No.
So they'll take, like, this week was Peking Duck. They get the lowest, and they've done Toast.
Oh, lowest and highest. I think I've seen
this.
Well,
it's called Worth It, but they do, like,
right.
Fucking Toast. They've done, like, sushi,
like, something super fucking expensive, and then the cheapest version of
it. Yeah, so they'll do, like, today was Peking Duck, and it was, like, $1.50 for, like, a bun, and then they did, like, a $360, like, version of it, and then they decide which one's worth it. But the concept of it is that these people get free meals to fucking videotape it and promote the fuck out of it.
That's
awesome.
What it is,
brilliant.
Man.
But it's super good. They're on their, like, fifth season. Like, I watch that shit religiously, like, every Monday, new episodes.
Nice.
It's just my fucking thing. It's what my life has become.
Yeah.
As a 34
well, hey,
year old
man.
Father and husband.
That's better than staring at a TV full of commercials. You
true.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. No, YouTube's fucking dope.
It's where it's at.
Yeah.
You pay for it? Do you have the, what do they call that?
YouTube Red.
YouTube
no,
Red.
No, I don't have it.
I don't either.
They keep getting the things for, like, free month of it or whatever.
Yeah.
But
fuck your free month. Yeah. I can wait 5 seconds for the ad. Oh, I got to wait 30 seconds for it? Great. I'm going to grab a glass of water. I'll be right back.
Quick thought on that whole thing, though, is that, like, working in marketing and the world that I've worked in with those pre-rolls, do you ever watch them? Has any of them ever, like, piqued your interest?
There's one that I watched, and it has to do with, pre-roll.
Like, the pre-roll is the anywhere from 5 second to, like, sometime 2 minute, like, ad that is pre a YouTube video, or do you always skip it?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, so we are talking about the same thing. Yeah, okay, yeah. It's this one. I watch it every time because I love the guy in it.
Oh, because I found one too, I'll tell you.
Okay, I watch it every fucking time. Okay, this one, it's some, like, it's like a gun group, it's not the NRA. But it's somebody like a conceal and carry.
But it's supposed to be serious. But,
And it's a white guy in his 40s, you know, whatever, early 50s. And we'll say middle-aged white guy. How about that? He's got glasses, a goatee. So the image is, like, you know, a little off center maybe. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so I got pulled over and by a female officer. Why he had to mention she was a female officer, I don't know. And she said, sir, do you have a gun in your car? I says, that's what gets me every time. And I says to her, yes, I do. It's like, what fucking?
I've never seen this one.
Oh, dude. Oh, we got to look.
It's probably the fucked up shit you're looking elsewhere. That it, like,
no shit.
Algorithm.
Oh,
like,
my God. They're probably like, what is this guy? Like,
well, I bet I'll like this one.
Yeah. Well, I love it, and I watch it every time. But then it always leads you into, like, to find out the rest, because they handcuff the guy or whatever because he had a gun. It's just like, it's funny. I love it.
Purple mattress or whatever, I think is what it's called.
With the fucking Sasquatch?
Yeah.
I watch that every
fucking
time.
Thing.
I watch
that
every time.
It was 3 fucking minutes long.
Cheers to that.
Cheers,
buddy.
Dude. I was just like,
the baby?
This shit's funny.
The
yeah,
baby
this
is hilarious.
Funny. Yeah. When he's... I know, but it's fucked up. Because, like, typically, I don't want to. I can barely make it through the 5 seconds. Some you have to watch them.
Dude.
I'm just like, Christ.
When they show. For anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, it's just this ridiculous.
It's kind of like a throwback to those jerky commercials.
Which but are not that old. No. And I'm surprised they got away with that because that's pretty close.
Yeah,
it's two Sasquatch-based advertisements.
With actual...
Like, and I fucking love those jerky commercials. Yeah. It'd be like golfers making fun of Sasquatch. Yeah. They like dip their golf cart. Yeah. That was great. Yeah. Look at us talking about commercials. That's good marketing. Yeah. But they... Okay, so this commercial is about mattresses, and it's a family of, like, these Sasquatches, but it's the mom. It's just really well done.
It's well done. There's some one-liners. It's weird. It's, like, kind of, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Too. It's just, like, huh.
It's got kind of, like, an 80s kind of, I don't want to say Harry and the Hendersons just because it's a Bigfoot kind of thing, but it's kind of, it's just kind of silly monster, you know.
Yeah.
And they're people in costumes. It's not.
But it's seriously like 4 or 5 minutes long, and I watched the whole thing.
Dude, when the baby Sasquatch is throwing, like they show the mattress, and you think it's shit. But it's him throwing.
Look at me.
Like, oh, God.
It's great. I want to get one of those
knee slapper pads. Yeah. No shit, right? Yeah. Other commercials, you know, it was weird. I was in a place where I had to watch regular TV. I didn't have to. I was in a waiting room and TV was on and it was just fucking blasting. You know, it's like, even if I wanted to zone out and just read my phone or maybe pick up one of the disease ridden magazines, and read that. No, 'cause it was just like, wah, 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 you know, and, commercials, dude. I was like, wow. And you know how the volume increases?
I pay extra on Hulu, so I don't have to watch that shit.
I mean, it is crazy. And what I really noticed, and this is not like anything new or people are going to be like, wow, what an interesting discovery. But you're watching how many minutes of actual programming and then all this advertising. And we did that for years, you know, and you just kind of got used to it or whatever. But
well, that's why really when you go odd. On and like on Netflix, those shows are only like anywhere from 18 to like 23 minutes because of the other part of that half an hour are fucking commercials.
I know, man. Like,
but also like working in this industry and like I've done a couple commercials or been a part of that creative process. 30 seconds is a long fucking time, actually.
Yeah.
So like fitting in like whatever you're trying to sell or whatever the, you know, the thing is about. 15 to 30 seconds is actually pretty long.
And fucking then expensive. Also,
yeah, inexpensive. And then to keep, like, people's attention. Even if it's YouTube stuff, like, it's pretty wild, like, how you just don't think about it.
Yeah, you know, like, it's too bad. Advertising is, you know, there's an element of, like, soul-sucking and brainwashing and mind-reading and manipulation involved in it, you know? But it is a creative process, and there is like a lot of thought. Like you can see an ad and be like, what the fuck? Like if a commercial's over and you're like, I have no idea what you were doing, like how that person gets paid a shitload of money to do that, you know? And that was another thing that I saw, like some, you know, you talk about like the use of humor in commercials and it's like some people just fall or companies or whatever fall on their fucking face when they're trying to do it. Like they either try too hard or they try to be like generational, like well, have
the whole viral. I mean, they try to be viral, you know, shit that like people are going to then spread it for them. They're going to do something and then other people are going to share how hilarious this is.
Fucking viral.
I don't know. It's just, it's
the 21st century has gone viral.
And doing what I do too. Like, I feel like I'm so like desensitized to it. 'Cause I'm just like, I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And I just buy things that I,
yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, while you're talking about like detergent or shit, but I really buy because I like the smell of it. I don't really give a fuck what like the branding is
or
what the commercial is about. I mean, there's some things where it just doesn't matter. But then I was having this conversation. I mean, I've had it several times over the years, but like Walmart and Target sell literally verbatim almost the exact same things in both of them. One provides it inside of this like bare bones, like empty, like warehouse looking place. Mm-hmm. And then the other place has like an aesthetic to it and photography and like, you know, it's just weird that Target can charge just a little bit more because of the environment or the way that they market it, but they're literally selling the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah. I mean,
so then it's just like, comes down to it. It was like,
I'll choose Target every time.
I mean, so by our house, there's a Target, and right across the street is a Walmart Marketplace. And yeah, I mean, it's price difference is somewhat substantial, like $2 or $3 sometimes.
Dude.
But Target, I mean, I fuck with Target real hard. It's also pretty crazy that, like, our generation, like, everyone loves Target.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to go there. I got to get this one thing. And you leave with, like, literally, like, 50 things.
Yeah. Like, why did I buy this picture frame? I don't
even have a picture. I don't have any pictures put in there.
But when I do, this shit is going to be tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, I went to Target today. Need some t-shirts.
I went there.
Bought a fucking cranberry kombucha while I was there. Boom. Not bad.
They and that's the thing is that they are a little more on like the millennial like
kind of well, sure.
like, hipster yeah. Too. So that, I mean, yeah, you buy like a $6 like bottle of like strawberry banana like or kombucha well, shit.
And know, I like, love that one of their brands is called Archer Farms. It's like, dude, this didn't come from a fucking farm.
Yeah.
No. Archer Farms. Like, Target has these Target farms around there. No.
I will say, the Target fucking Cartwheel. You use that shit?
No. What's that?
Dude, Cartwheel, it's now moved into their actual app, but you can scan everything you get, scan it, especially if it's Target brand.
Okay.
Like, kids' clothes.
Sure.
We will go, like, they will have, like, 60% off kids' shoes. Only if you use this app. So you buy the shoe and bought it for fucking $30 pair of shoes, but then I scan it and the shit's fucking like
$8.
But like, dude, like
Cartwheel.
I've like sometimes like, you know, Missy and I'll go get groceries and just various things we have and it's like probably like $200 worth of stuff and then we use Cartwheel and it goes down to like $160. Like it's significantly badass. like it's a good fucking deal. Especially if you can like hone in on just buying Target brand shit.
It
takes a huge percentage off.
When you present your... Do you have to interact with the cashier with the app at all?
So you take the app, it scans the barcodes on everything, and then adds it all up. And then when you take it to the cash register, they scan this barcode, and then it just takes it off.
That's all they have to do.
That's all they have to do.
Okay.
But it's fucking dope. It's like coupons, but...
Because
like
sometimes, easier. You know, if there's like an added process that involves a cashier...
No, it's easy.
You definitely want to...
It's easy, and it's almost like... Yeah, it's... Fucking, I got like way into it because you actually save like.
Well, Cartwheel, hey, if you guys are listening.
Sponsor us, yeah. Well, it's Target. It's their brand.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Even better. Yeah. Hey.
But now it got moved into the Target app. It used to be its own separate thing. But yeah, it's fucking hella legit.
Cool.
Target's got their shit figured out.
Yeah, man.
That's such a fucking adult dad parent thing, but whatever. It's
cheap
as shit.
It's about saving money.
Yeah, dude.
That's all ages.
30% to 50% off on kids'
saving
clothes. Boom.
Money.
Yep.
Brandon went to Migos last week.
I did.
And we haven't talked about it.
We haven't.
How was the Migos?
It was good.
The Migos.
The thing about it though is that like afterwards I had a couple conversations with friends and people that brought it up, and I guess there was like a thing in the newspaper where like they were like an hour late. They asked to get paid in cash so that they could take it to the casino and, like, gamble it, I guess. I don't know. And then they only did, like, so they were an hour late, and then they only played for a half hour, 45 minutes or something.
Oh, man.
But, dude, it was fun.
It's good to be Migos.
Yeah, I mean, we got there at, like, 8:30, 9. They came on at 10.
And these fucking guys, they go on stage, and they're... song is playing, so they just rap. I mean, they just rap over
barely,
it,
yeah,
and just like, you know, do and
shit.
Just stand there and
yeah, like
wear their
arms
rich.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, so like
it's crazy.
I had fun, but like I was just drinking fucking beers and hanging. I had a good time.
Sound was good at Baxter.
No, it was at a Harrah's.
Outdoor. Oh, was that? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Stir.
It was at the casino at Stir, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Interesting place for that show.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. So apparently people were complaining about it, but it felt like everyone that was there was having a good time.
Yeah.
Then we went to the casino afterwards, won $200 at the roulette table.
Beautiful.
Dude, killing it.
Nice.
Yeah, like literally was there 15 minutes. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. See ya.
Walking out with a stack of cash.
Oh, my God. I haven't been to the casino in a very long time. And the last time I was there, they wouldn't let me in.
Really?
Because.
ID expired?
No. Because this is a good story. Strap in.
Can we do a beer break before?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we'll be right back, everybody. Yeah. Okay. All right. How? I didn't get kicked out of the casino, but I was not let in. Not because my ID was expired, and not because I was being an idiot or acting silly, but because moments before that, I had exposed my butt to two women and two men that I was with. And the guy working the door saw that, and he didn't like that. Now, I was not being lewd. I didn't expose my whole butt. There was nothing malicious or nefarious going on here. I had been injured because earlier that night, we're hanging out at the Sydney, and the people that I'm with, I'm just going to mention the ladies, Farron and Kalina, you know who you are. We're hanging out at the Sydney having a conversation about strip clubs. And I mentioned, this is a long time ago, probably 10 years ago, I mentioned I've never been to the Playhouse. And if you don't know what the Playhouse is, it is right outside of Council Bluffs. It's this megaplex of a strip joint. It's BYOB. So you just get charged at the door, and then you bring your own beer there. Which, if that is the deal...
Sounds like a mess.
Don't go.
No.
Don't go there. Which is why I'd never gone there. I'm not averse to these establishments. That's just one that I wasn't interested in going to.
Experiment Rhino. Something high-end.
Yeah, right. So... Oh, excuse me. Goodness. So, Kalina and Farron are like, we got to go. We got to go. You've never been there. We're going right now, and then we're going to go to the casino. So, we pile in a car, finish our drinks. We had just gotten to the bar. Don't get excited, everybody. We drive out there. I, who, a little bit of a germ guy, I immediately am just like, this place, talking about Purell hand sanitizer, I just looked at this place, and I was like, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. Like, you know when... you see like infrared vision or something. Like I had infrared vision. I could just see the bacteria everywhere. It's just disgusting. Now we get inside, we got beer on the way, whatever. And we get there and the girls are way more excited about this than the two guys I was with, because we were just kind of grossed out. And I'm not being Mr. Pious here or like I'm Saint Parker. No, I'm not. It was gross, you know?
Yeah, typically barns out in the middle of nowhere with naked women and truck drivers.
It was like, I don't think they wipe this down every night. You know what I mean? No. So we're hanging out by the stage, and the girls are just throwing money. Get up there, get up there. And I don't want anything to do with this poor girl. She's completely naked, you know? And it's just like, it is dirty. Very naughty. And they want, the girls that I'm with, Kalina and Farron, really want me to get a lab dance. And I'm like, absolutely not. No way. But I said, what I will do, because they had already like paid this girl or something. And I was like, well, what I will do is
I'll show you my butt at the casino.
So I'll show you my butt at the casino. No, I'll take my belt off and you can smack me in the ass with my belt. Thinking, you know, a little bit of fun, whatever. No. She got full corporal punishment on me. Blood blisters. Jesus. On my ass. I mean, I don't want to say that she had done this before, but I think she'd probably done this before. You know, like I was in pain and it was just right now, like the top of my ass, not even in the meat,
like
just the top. Yeah. Like jeez. Almost like up my back, like, damn. Like, you know, like tramp stamp territory, you know? And, it was not fun. And I'm like, oh, cool. So, I didn't want to sit down and now I can't. So we'll just hang out until everybody's ready to leave. So we get ready to go or we leave, we go to the casino and we're walking in. I'm like, you guys got to see this. This is bad. Or no, I hadn't even seen it yet. I'm like, will somebody please look at my ass? Cause it really, really hurts. So they're like, just pull your pants down. And it was brutal, brutal. Caused a little bit of a scene amongst us. Wouldn't let me in the casino.
Damn it.
That's what happened.
Miss and I went so many times at one point that they knew us by name there.
You guys, they're like, oh, hello, oh, it's hey, the Herbals.
We're gonna miss you. Yeah, no, seriously.
That's awesome.
We got really into playing roulette.
Why roulette? That seems like the only one that you like.
Roulette is the
it's
one.
All chance.
It is all chance.
Yeah.
But I feel, so I don't know, slots are kind of like whatever, and I think now that they're all digital, I think there is some kind of like, you know, they
algorithm.
But you put your card in, so they kind of know, like, oh, he hasn't been here in a while. Oh, right. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Of course, of
but I'm
course.
Saying there's some kind of shit like that.
Absolutely. Where, they got to get you a little bit.
Where roulette, it's cool because it's $5 minimum, but it's dollar chips. Do you know, like, the whole thing? I can give it in a rundown.
No, man. I haven't gambled there in a very, very long time.
So you've got, like, you can bet on, like, odds and evens. So if it's an odd number,
on
or
roulette.
Even number.
Right.
Roulette.
Okay. Yeah. Red or black.
Red or black.
Odds, evens. Right.
Yeah.
Can you do like high low? Can you do like
There's like you can do like the rows. There's two rows and you can like bet on a row and double all that stuff.
So when we okay.
But when I do it,
we're talking about at Harrah's, do they still do the old school?
Oh, they're all olds like that.
Okay, so yeah. They haven't changed that to digital. Because that would be fucking heartless.
They do have some digital ones, but
fuck that.
I always play the the legit shit. But then if you bet on black or red or odds or evens. So say you put you have to put a $5 chip down. If you win, you keep your $5 chip and then they add $10 on it.
Okay.
And then you could walk away with 15. But if you bet on a number and you get it, you get $35.
Okay. Now
so
you're talking.
We have this method. We usually just kind of bet on the like kids' birthdays and like, you know, just like numbers that, you know, 31, mm-hmm. you know, like fucking Halloween and shit.
Yeah.
You know? Just like pick those numbers. And they typically do pretty well, but like I have learned you bet more than just one chip. If you do one chip, it's $35. But it's $35 for each chip.
Right.
So I'll bet like $5 on, you know, this and this. Like when I did it, we were there for 15 minutes and I bet, I don't know, five or six chips on 20 and got $202.
Man.
And like, just like boom, like that. So it's just like it makes more sense that if you're going to bet the $5, bet it within the numbers, because then you're like, if you do land it and get it, you make a shit ton of money.
Well, and it's a little more fun when you got something, you know, like it's a narrower chance, or like it's a little more action, as they call it.
And typically too,
gambling
I don't
jargon
in there with more than like $40 or $60. Like if I lose it, I lose it. But typically we'll walk out with either breaking even or couple hundred dollars. Missy, however, we get a few drinks on us. She gambles.
Uh-oh.
She will take a black chip as a $100 chip and we'll bet it on black.
Oh.
And then she's only lost it once or twice in the 8 times she's probably done it. Otherwise, typically she'll like.
So does that just double it?
Yeah. So she'll get like, she'll keep her 100 that she put down and then win another 200. So then walk away with 300.
Wow. So, yeah. So that's when you go by surf and turf.
Yeah.
A little steak, a little lobster.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever gambled, I played blackjack because it was really the only thing I knew how to do. And I always did okay.
I played that for back in the day.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. But I knew, like, I walked around for a long time trying to find a table that I was comfortable at, because you see these tables of people that fucking
know their shit,
going for it, you know? And it's not that I don't know how to play, but I don't want to.
There's shit that I didn't know about it either, though. Like splitting. Did you know that you could split your.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
I didn't even know that.
But I don't want to be rushed, you know, or feel like that energy. Like I'd rather be with somebody there that's having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, on nights that I hang out at Tracks every once in a while. Big shout out to old Tracks. Great place. Excellent chicken wings. But they have Keno there. And I never play Keno.
Never get it. Yeah.
One night a buddy and I are hanging out, having a couple beers, couple wings, and I was like, dude, let's throw $20 down on a game and see what happens. You know, it was a good week, whatever. And $100 each. We both won. You know, it was crazy. One game down. It was
growing up because that was all over Grand Island and Hastings.
Fucking Keno, man.
So
I love it.
I definitely went to Keno, but I was so bored out of my fucking mind that I never paid attention to it.
I hated it.
So I don't know. I mean, I know how to play it, but I just got so burned out of my, like, just burnt on it.
That's
that
like
I've never
when,
actually done it.
When people want to go to the horse track, I'm just like, ugh,
oh, dude, that's the worst.
The worst.
Thank God
so,
they had an arcade, but then at a point, it was just like,
oh,
I played this same game like 20 times.
Yeah, like when you were a little kid and we're going to go to the horse track. And it was like, okay, I don't give a shit about horses. My grandparents are in Western Nebraska. I grew up riding. I don't care. There they are.
It's now literally the boring. It's the most boring.
Now they're running and now they're not. And then it's going to be another hour before anything else happens. And
doesn't it feel like it was a day thing? Like it was like, it felt like 4 to 6 hours.
Eternity. Yeah. Not so bad when you're a little kid because you're like, I've got onion rings. There's Pac-Man or whatever, pinball or some shit.
I did find a dollar on the floor, gave it to my mom. I was like, go get a pickle card with that. She did. I won $100.
That's awesome.
And I blew it on fucking basketball cards and like some stupid ass CDs.
Yeah, but it made you happy.
Yeah, made you happy. It did. But yeah.
You want to hear something crazy? Do you? When I was like 13, I was going to Super Saver, GI, and I found a wallet on the ground right on top of a soda vending machine. And it was fat. And I pulled it out.
A Costanza wallet?
Dude, it was a Costanza wallet. It was huge. And I pulled it out. There was $400 in this thing.
What?
Yeah.
Shit.
And I was just like, oh my God. True moment, you know. And I looked at the I looked at everything, 13, and fuck it, I probably look at everything now, but the guy's license was in there, you know, and he was a big scary looking dude, which didn't influence my decision, you know. But
did you keep it?
No, I took it. I know. Well, I thought about this later on. I took it to the customer service and there was a guy.
You know those fuckers took the $400.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then, and I remember, I think I was talking to my mom about it later on. She was like, yeah, they probably, she's like, that wallet probably didn't make it back to that. You should have just brought it home, you know? But what a bummer for that guy. Also, dude, last year, this is crazy. And if you're listening to this, I hope you hear this. Okay. Wife and I are driving, going to the grocery store, something mundane, Sunday morning. And we crossed 50th and Dodge. And you know that little BP gas station right there?
And it was the man's wallet. You've met the man that you
found kidding. His fucking wallet again. No, it was a big red, like, billfold, like woman's billfold, just laying in the street right in front of this gas station. I'm like, oh my God. So we stopped the car. I grab it. And, her license was in it and like credit cards and there was some cash in it. I can't remember how much, but everything, a lot of stuff.
And that's how you put the down payment on your house.
And she never saw that shit again. So we found, I can't remember what the deal was. We couldn't find her phone number, of course, because nobody has cell phone listed in the yellow pages. And we didn't want to just like drive out to their house if we didn't have to,
because
it was a way the fuck out west, you know? And we had shit to do. Had a life to live.
Aaron's
the right. You know? Yeah. We already found it. It's safe, you know? Yeah. So.
Found her on Facebook.
We found. No. What did we do? We found. She worked at UNO. And we. God damn. What did we do? Oh, my God. This is what we did. We were on our way to the farmer's market and we were going to take care of it afterwards. See the UNO booth. And we're like, hey, you know this lady? Because we just found her purse. They're like, oh, yeah, that's such and such. We get her home number or her husband's number, something, not hers. And we went and dropped the purse off all the fucking way out west. Okay. This guy's like, I need your address. I need your phone number.
Yours?
Ours, because they want to like repay us because they were freaking out, you know, whatever. Never heard back from them.
Motherfuckers.
Never heard back from them. And that's not why we did it. But you listen to me, you son of a bitch. We at least deserved a fucking gift card.
From Chipotle or something.
To Wingstop.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but.
There's been a couple
that's
times.
That's shitty, man.
That, where that happened, like, I found the dollar, turned into $100. I found $100, like, in the sand when I was on vacation.
That's crazy.
I found $40 outside of Target once. Like, when it's his cash.
My God.
When it's his cash.
That's
your game.
That's yours.
Whatever. You snooze, you lose.
No, it's your money now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Dude, I lost my wallet. I didn't know I had all these lost wallet stories. What the fuck?
I don't think I've lost a wallet, thank God.
The only time I ever lost a wallet, this is so crazy. All right, I had a girlfriend whose dad had a cabin on a mountain in outside of Fort Collins, Colorado, right? And something happened, like we were at the lake that day. I lost my wallet. Lose it outside this cabin. I'm like, it is gone. Had cash in it, my license, every, you know, and I'm like, it's done. It's gone. We go back there like 2 years later, fucking around, find the wallet.
Shut your mouth.
Fucking found the wallet.
That is some wild
shit. I mean, it was on the grounds, but still.
That's some like message in a bottle. Like,
I know. I still have the wallet.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I don't know. It was wild. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it. I was like, oh my God. You know?
2 years later, that's
crazy. It's like seeing a dead person come back to life. No, it's not like that at all.
That, yeah, it's completely different.
It's not even close like that. All right, well, we've rambled on long enough. Thanks, everybody. We've got some killer shit coming. Actually, I don't know when you guys are going to hear this, but whenever you do, it's going down.
I mean, just to like, yeah, like break it down. Like, so, he's been sick.
Yeah.
Kids have been getting out of school. Shit's been a little crazy.
Brandon and I are in a very transitionary period, as in our children have dominated much of our time and energy, and as well as me coming down with swine flu is what I'm going to call it. I don't know if that's what it was, but I had swine flu, you guys, and I don't have it anymore. So just today, everybody, we're kind of building up our set, which is coming. That's a little tidbit of information. And I picked up a table at an abandoned, I shouldn't say abandoned, it's not like they're like, we got to leave. An old nursing home that has been closed for a very, very long time. It was on 26th and Dewey. Go check it out. I posted a picture of it on my Instagram at Parker over here. We'll put it out there sometime. It was fucking cool, man. Super, super cool. But anyway, I was in a closed nursing home this morning and I got a piece of furniture and it's going to be part of Omaha Talks. Does it have demons? Maybe. Maybe some ghosts? I don't know.
There was some blood on it, it looked like.
It did look like blood. It was blood. I'm going to call it blood. There was blood on this table when we got it, so from a very unhappy soul. So, anyway.
Video stuff, too.
What's that?
Video.
Yeah, so we're gonna do some, we're going to have a little video coming up. So, if there are any potential guests out there, just know that you may be filmed, so comb your hair. Don't comb your hair. You know, put on some deodorant, but we're going to do that. And what we would like to do is maybe do some live Omaha talking, but in the meantime, we need to get this, get our platform set up as far as the set. So again, we love your guys' ideas. Thank you for reaching out. And if you have any thoughts or ideas of what you want to see or what we should do, we're always open to ideas. We may not take them. Doesn't mean we don't like it. We like your input, but
it just might be a stupid idea.
Might be a shitty idea. Maybe we don't want to do your dumbass idea. Maybe we want to do your great idea. Or maybe we don't. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon.